Could Elon Musk's latest AI venture redefine how we interact with technology? Welcome to the Artificial Intelligence News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest updates in artificial intelligence. Today is Friday, April 11th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Elon Musk's AI company, xAI, and its new API for Grok 3. Let's dive in. Imagine rolling out a new AI model that promises to be edgy and unfiltered, yet is embroiled in controversy just months after its release. That's exactly where Elon Musk's xAI finds itself today. Despite a lawsuit from OpenAI, xAI has launched an application programming interface for its flagship model, Grok 3. This model, unveiled several months ago, is xAI's answer to competitors like OpenAI's GPT-4o and Google's Gemini. Grok 3 is designed to analyze images, respond to questions, and power features on Musk's social network, X, which xAI acquired in March. The API comes in two versions, Grok 3 and Grok 3 Mini, both boasting reasoning capabilities. Pricing for Grok. 3 starts at $3 per million tokens fed into the model and $15 per million tokens generated. Grok 3 Mini is more budget-friendly at 30 cents per million input tokens and 50 cents per million output tokens. And if you're looking for speed, premium versions are available at $5 per million input tokens and $25 per million output tokens for Grok 3, with Grok 3 Mini at 60 cents and $4 respectively. But here's the catch. Grok 3 isn't cheap compared to its rivals. It matches the pricing of Anthropic's Claude 3.7 Sonnet, but is pricier than Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro, which generally scores higher on AI benchmarks. Users have also noted discrepancies in Grok 3's context window, which maxes out at roughly 97,500 words, short of the million tokens xAI claimed earlier this year. When Musk introduced Grok, he pitched it as a model ready to tackle controversial questions that other AI systems avoid. While previous versions delivered on this promise with colorful language, Grok 3 has reportedly hedged on political topics, leaning left on issues like transgender rights. Musk attributes this to the training data and has vowed to steer Grok closer to political neutrality, though it remains to be seen how this will play out in practice. OpenAI is gearing up for a big launch, and it's got the AI community buzzing. Next week, they're set to roll out a suite of new models, including the anticipated GPT-4.1. This isn't just an upgrade. It's a reimagining of the GPT-4o multimodal model that integrates audio, vision, and text capabilities in real time. It's like giving a supercharged engine to a car that's already fast. You feel that thrill? That's the excitement in the AI world right now. Picture this. You're at the helm of a project that could redefine AI's boundaries. OpenAI's new GPT-4.1 promises to do just that, and it's coming with smaller, more nimble versions, GPT-4.1 Mini and Nano. It's like having a sports car and a city-friendly hatchback in the same garage. This variety means developers can choose the right tool for their specific needs, whether it's raw power or compact efficiency. So why does this matter? Well, OpenAI's GPT-4.1 isn't just about adding horsepower, it's about precision and adaptability. These models could change how we interact with technology, making it more intuitive and responsive. Think about it, AI that can seamlessly understand and process multiple types of input could revolutionize industries from healthcare to entertainment. It's not just a tech upgrade, it's a shift in how we think about AI's role in our lives. And here's a peek behind the curtain. AI engineer Tibor Blaho found hints of these upcoming models in a new ChatGPT web version, sparking even more anticipation. The names of 3 and 04 Mini popped up, adding to the intrigue. It's like finding Easter eggs in a video game. You know something big is coming. But let's temper our excitement with a dose of reality. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has been candid about the challenges ahead, hinting at possible delays due to capacity issues. It's a reminder that even the most advanced tech has its growing pains. Last month, OpenAI had to limit requests for their image generator because their servers were overwhelmed. It's like having a party that's so popular, you run out of snacks. Altman even joked, "Our GPUs are melting." Still, the anticipation is palpable. OpenAI's upcoming releases could set new standards in AI capabilities and performance. So, as we wait, let's keep our eyes peeled and our fingers crossed for what promises to be a game changer in the world of artificial intelligence. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Imagine this. Amazon's CEO Andy Jassy has just sent ripples through the business world with a bold call to action. In his annual letter to shareholders, Jassy emphasized the need for companies to invest aggressively in artificial intelligence now to secure substantial financial rewards in the future. Jassy believes that the window of opportunity for artificial intelligence is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to revolutionize everything we know. He stated that substantial capital is needed to keep pace with the rapid innovation and soaring customer demand for artificial intelligence products. It's a bit like being in a race where the speed of your investment determines your position in the future market. Amazon itself is putting its money where its mouth is. Jassy revealed plans to spend over $100 billion on capital expenditures in 2025, with the vast majority earmarked for enhancing AWS's artificial intelligence capabilities. It's a staggering figure, but Jassy is confident that this upfront spending will pay off in the long run. The biggest expenses right now are data centers and chips, with artificial intelligence chips being significantly more expensive than traditional CPU chips. However, Jassy is optimistic that these costs will decrease over time. He highlighted Amazon's Trainium 2 chips, which offer 30 to 40% better price performance than current GPU-powered computing instances. These chips, released in late 2024, are a glimpse into a future where artificial intelligence infrastructure becomes more affordable. Jassy also touched on the changing dynamics of artificial intelligence pricing. As training costs decrease, more funds will be directed toward inference or the actual deployment of artificial intelligence models. He expressed urgency in making inference less costly for customers, mentioning advancements in model distillation, prompt caching, computing infrastructure, and model architectures as key areas for improvement. Currently, Amazon is building over 1,000 generative artificial intelligence applications, and its artificial intelligence revenue is growing at triple-digit percentages year over year, representing a multi-billion-dollar annual revenue run rate. It's a testament to the explosive growth and potential of artificial intelligence in shaping the future of business. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. Amazon's massive investment in AI signals a transformative shift in how businesses are preparing for the future. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.